birthday, I assume. Happy birthday. Why wouldn't it be if you're Jackson Browne, who turns 71 years old today? Running on Empty, 1978, the single and the album did very well for him. Did a Political Beats episode on Jackson Browne a little bit ago for National Review. Find it at fine podcast locations everywhere and nationalreview.com. Political Beats podcast on Jackson Browne. We looked through his career and talked about his music. But happy birthday to Jackson Browne, 71 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. SteveGruber.com, 888-900-9966. The number at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram. Our next guest has a new book out just earlier this month called The Story of Technology, How We Got Here and What the Future Holds. He's a previous acting undersecretary and deputy undersecretary in the Department of Homeland Security, author writing on technology and national security. Dan Gerstein is his name. Dan, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Well, thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a bit about the book. You certainly have the background in Homeland Security and technology. What are you trying to get to in the new book?
Well, what I'm really trying to do here is to raise awareness of just how much we are being captured by technology, but also how much technology has provided to us. And I'm also very interested, and I spend a good bit of time in the book talking about the impact of technology on society, things such as the future of work. Are we able to even control technologies any longer, or are we simply seeing new technological advances simply because they can be done without any thought to how some of these technologies might be used?
It seems like a freight train, I guess, to perhaps mangle an analogy. But, you know, the advancements, the next steps, they're coming and there's no holding them back for the most part. I mean, it would take a huge shift in consumer demand and consumer, you know, preference to sort of change the path we're on, right?
Well, I think that's right. The trajectory of information technologies and smartphones and social media, we've allowed it into our lives, and in most cases, it's actually enhanced our lives, given us more information about the world in which we live, and those are good things. But we've also seen, if you will, the dark side of these technologies coming into our lives. And, you know, the whole discussion about what's happened with respect to the 2016 and perhaps the 2020 elections sort of gives you some idea of our inability to actually understand coherently and manage when these technologies are being used.
The Story of Technology is the book, How We Got Here and What the Future Holds. What attributes would a future successful technology look like? What should we be striving for?
Well, so one of the things I have had a great opportunity to do is look at a lot of technologies and talk to a lot of the scientists and technologists. And what I invariably find is they are extraordinarily enthusiastic about the work they're doing. They're very excited about what they are accomplishing and the strides they're making. But when you ask them, so what's the use case? You know, how is this intended to be used? And, you know, what are the dual use cases? How are ways in which the technology could be used or misused by actors who would seek to do harm or, you know, cause mischief? And invariably, they can't answer the second part because they're so focused on the breakthroughs that they're achieving. And so what I would like to see is, you know, as we develop a technology, we should develop the laws, the regulations, the policies, the international agreements as we're developing it, and not, you know, several years later after we've seen how things can go awry.
Talking with Dan Gerstein, his new book is The Story of Technology, How We Got Here and What the Future Holds. I heard Mark Stein talking one time about technology and advancements, and you know, he was saying if you showed someone from like 1910, the kitchen of 1960, they'd be blown away by all the advancements, and you've got electric this and ovens and all sorts of stuff. And if you did that today, you know, 30 years from now, we're just going to say, well, look, our phone is smaller and now we have 8G and that's how far we've come. Are we kind of stuck? Not stuck, but is the technology we have today pretty much what we're going to have? Are there big advancements on the horizon?
Well, one of the areas that I look at very closely in the book is the convergence of three technologies in particular: mm-hmm. biotechnology, the Internet of Things, and artificial intelligence. And each of those has the potential to completely alter the human existence. Biotechnology, we could actually change the germline, the DNA, the inheritable qualities. Internet of Things will fundamentally change the way we think about privacy. Our lives will be open books to anybody who has access to the Internet. And when we talk about artificial intelligence, we've always said that humans were different because of our cognitive abilities, our abilities to think, our abilities for judgment, our perceptive capacities. And if we are able to see those capacities duplicated and maybe even greater than what we have as humans in silicon, then that, I think, is a fundamental game changer for humanity.
Dan Gerstein with us. His new book is The Story of Technology, How We Got Here, What the Future Holds. Hard to say what the future holds. I mean, that's what the book is about. But when you look toward the future, Dan, what kind of government, what kind of regulatory environment do you envision? Is it a more heavy hand? Is it a very light touch into the future? What do you see?
Well, to answer that question, one of the interesting things is to understand how we're doing today. And quite frankly, our government institutions and our companies that are developing many of these technologies are simply not capable of doing the regulatory piece of what needs to be done with new technologies. And so the first thing we have to do is to try to be better at this co-development of the technology and at the same time the manners in which we intend to use and prevent use so that we're not surprised continuously by what is going on. You know, one simple example is the use of artificial intelligence in warfare, and what are the limits that we as a society are willing to go? And should there be some limits placed on who gets to take the lethal shot? Do we depend on artificial intelligence for everything from targeting to the lethal shot, or do we hold the lethal shot to be something that humans should make that judgment on? These are fundamental questions which will affect the type of society that we have.
The book is The Story of Technology, How We Got Here and What the Future Holds, available now. Dan Gerstein is the author. Dan, thanks so much for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate it. It's Dan Gerstein again, the book, The Story of Technology. Mentioned earlier, Hillary Clinton back making news, giving interviews. We've got audio. Wait till you hear what she has to say about 2020. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. If it takes all night, that'll
be all right. Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't, it's too heavy.
Oh my God.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us, we're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked I love you, Justin. I love you.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.